Today we're going to build something that matters a lot in jungle and heavyweight drum and bass, a kick that doesn't just hit, but carries real low-end authority. In old-school jungle, the kick is never just a click on top of the break, it can actually become part of the sub-architecture. And in modern heavyweight DNB, that same idea still works, because a tuned kick can make the whole drop feel bigger, tighter, and way more intentional. So the goal here is not just to make the kick louder, the goal is to pitch the kick's weight so it locks with the bass line, supports the track key, and still leaves room for the sub to breathe. Think impact plus decay. Not just pitch, not just bass, but the way the kick enters, speaks, and hands off energy into the rest of the groove. Let's start with the source. You want a kick that already has some body. If the sample is only a click, you'll struggle to create real weight from it. If it's too boomy, you'll spend all your time fixing it. So pick something with a clear low fundamental, a short enough tail, and a decent transient. An old-school style kick, or a short analog style kick, is a great place to begin. Drop that kick into simpler in Ableton Live 12. Classic mode is fine for this. If you need warp for timing, use it carefully, but for tone shaping, you usually want the sample to behave naturally. Now listen to the kick and start moving the transpose control in semitones. Don't guess. Listen. You're trying to find the pitch where the kick feels most solid, least hollow, and most useful in the context of the track. A good starting range is somewhere between -3 and +4 semitones. If the source has room to go lower, try slightly darker jungle style, settings around -1 to -5. If you want a tighter, more focused modern impact, sometimes nudging it up a semitone or two is actually better. Here's a really useful move. Loop a simple sub note underneath while you tune the kick. That way you're not judging it in isolation. You're hearing the relationship. And that relationship is everything in DNB. If the kick fights the sub, the drop loses power. If they lock together, the kick feels like part of the bass system instead of a separate drum. Also, don't always think root note only. Sometimes the kick feels better tuned to the fifth, or the octave, or a neighboring note that sits more naturally with the bass movement. That's especially true in jungle, where the bass line may be moving rhythmically instead of holding one long note. Use the bass line as your tuning reference, not the master meter on the screen. A quick teacher note here, a kick can be tuned correctly and still feel wrong if the sample start point is off. In simpler, tiny start adjustments can change the punch more than a whole semitone. So if the body feels late or weak, check the start position before you keep pitching it lower. Once the kick feels close, move into EQ8. First, clean out anything you don't need. A gentle low cut below 20 to 30 Hz can remove useless rumble. Then, if the kick needs more floor weight, try a small boost somewhere around 45 to 70 Hz. If it's boxy, dip a little in the 180 to 300 Hz range. And if the attack needs to speak more clearly, a modest presence lift around 2 to 4 kHz can help. Keep it subtle. In DNB, over-reking is a trap. A kick can sound massive in solo and then disappear once the bass and break come in. You want it to feel bigger with less mud, not just louder with more bass. Now we add some density. Put saturator after the EQ, or use drum bus if you want a more old-school, pressure-heavy character. Saturator with a few dB of drive can give you harmonic weight, which helps the kick read on smaller speakers and feel more aggressive on a system. Drum bus can be great too, but be careful with the boom control. Too much boom at fast tempos can turn the kick into a low-end blur. In jungle and heavyweight DNB, you usually want the kick to stay focused while still feeling rude. This is the important idea. We're not trying to create more sub for the sake of it. We're trying to create perceived weight. Harmonics help the kick feel big even when the deepest part of a low end is actually being handled by the sub. Next, shape the transient and tail. This is where the groove really starts to matter. In jungle and drum and bass, the kick often lands against chopped breaks, ghost notes, and fast bass movement. So if the tail is too long, it will smear into everything. If it's too short, it can feel weak or disconnected. You can use drum bus transients to bring more smack into the front, or use a gate if the tail is hanging around too long. If you need both snap and body, split the jaw between layers. One layer can handle the attack, and another can provide the low body underneath. Keep the body layer mono and tucked low. That separation is a classic DNB move. A really effective variation is to duplicate the kick and treat the copy as the weight layer. Low pass it, shorten it, maybe pitch it a touch lower, and keep it underneath the main kick. The main layer gives you the click and punch. The second layer gives you the thump. Together, they feel much bigger than either one alone. Once you've found a great setting, print it. Resample the kick to audio. This is a super useful move because it locks in the tuning, the processing, and the character you've built. It also makes it easier to chop, reverse, automate, or drop into the arrangement without rebuilding the whole chain every time. I'd actually recommend making a few printed versions. Maybe one clean weight version, one dirtier version, and one shorter, tighter version. That gives you options for different sections of the tune. Because in DNB, their relation is everything. Now let's put the kick in context with the sub and the break. Build a simple 174 BPM loop with a breakbeat and a sub underneath. Then listen to where the kick lands against the snare, the ghost notes, and the bass notes. This is where the kick either proves itself or falls apart. If the kick and sub are both dominating the exact same moment, one of them has to back off. Usually, the cleanest result is that the kick owns the initial impact, the sub follows or decays around it, and the break fills the mid-range movement between those hits. That's how you get that classic pressure-packed jungle feel without the low end turning into mud. Also, keep checking in mono. Use utility and make sure the kick still punches when everything is collapsed to the center. Heavy DNB low end needs to be solid in mono, because that's where club systems and bass bins expose all the problems. If the kick gets weak in mono, simplify the stereo processing and bring it back to the center. Now for the arrangement side, because this is where the sound becomes musical. Use automation to evolve the kick across the track. In Ableton, that can mean clip envelopes or device automation. You could increase saturation slightly in the second drop for more aggression. You could open the low end a little more as the drop arrives. You could shorten the tail in busy fill sections. You could even filter the kick in the intro so the listener feels the weight coming before the full drop lands. That kind of movement makes the kick feel alive. It also makes the arrangement feel designed instead of looped. Here's a great advanced idea. Print two kick variants, one tune slightly lower for drop 1, and one tune slightly higher for drop 2. That small change can make the second drop feel more urgent without changing the pattern. Subtle shifts like that are huge in drum and bass. And one more thing. Don't ignore the character in the 150 to 400 Hz area. If you're going for old-school jungle vibes, a little bit of grit or bloom there can actually help the kick blue to the break and sub. You don't always want the cleanest possible kick. Sometimes a bit of controlled dirt is exactly what makes it feel authentic. So here's the whole process in one line. Choose a kick with body, tune its fundamental, shape the tone with EQ, add harmonic weight with saturation, control the transient and tail, resample it, and then place it in a real drum and bass context where the kick, sub, and break all have clear roles. If you do that well, the kick stops being just a drum hit and becomes part of a low-end engine of the track. For your practice, try this. Make three versions of the same kick at -2, 0, and +2 semitones. Process each one a little differently. One clean, one dirty, one tight. Then loop them against the same break and sub, and compare which one has the best weight, which one leaves the most room, and which one feels most old school. Then print your favorite, and drop it into a short arrangement with a little automation on the intro. That's the move. When you get this right, the kick doesn't just sit in the track. It pushes the whole tune forward, and in jungle and heavyweight DNB, that pressure is everything.